Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, folks, I think we can keep this one on the brief side as well. Early show, Broken Promise with Dan Vespris. It's Broken Promises. Changing the title of today's show. Forget the show, we're changing the title of the whole damn experience. This is no longer Fantasy NBA Today. Is it a Sports Ethos presentation? Well, we'll see if they want it. This is your episode of Broken Promises with Dan Vespris. Today's broken promise that I'm going to keep this show extremely brief. Every day I say it, and every day I try to do it, and every day I fail miserably. Anywho, we're going to do our best. I'm at Dan Vespris on Twitter. Let's talk streaming, friends, confidants. It's Tuesday in a weird week. Most of you, I think, that are watching these streaming shows are kind of at least semi-up-to-date in how things have been going. And this is a week where the overarching theme is Friday, you have 12 games. Sunday, you have 13. So most likely, unless you've already taken various precautions, your Friday and your Sunday are probably full. Which meant that this week needed to be an exercise in front-loading. Because there really aren't that many ways to backload the week. No matter how you slice it, in those last 3 days, if you tried to backload it, somebody playing two games is going to fall at least on one of those 2 days. And those final three. So the front four is the way to go. And we talked yesterday about how the Atlanta Hawks have the best schedule in the first 4 days because they go three times in four. But one of those is now done. So the Hawks, much like many other teams in the NBA, have two games over the next 3 days, which no longer makes them an advantageous scheduling spot just from a strict number of games standpoint. The reason the Hawks continue to actually have one of the better schedules is that all three of their days fall on non-overload days. There is only one team with a truly awful schedule right now. It's the Chicago Bulls. They're off for 3 days in a row. All the other teams that started the week with a bad schedule play tonight, so there's really no reason to make a move off of those guys. Those teams, the San Antonio Spurs and the Utah Jazz, who have 2 games off starting tomorrow, or 2 days off, I guess we should say. So if you wanted to make any move on those guys, that would be the time to do it. There's no reason to preempt it by making the move now. The most likely scenario that you're looking at here, Atlanta, obviously, there are the advantages of having Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday because you don't have to worry about benching anyone as a result of the Atlanta Hawks. But they're not the only team where you can look at it and say, oh, you know, I'm probably getting 3 weeks, three games the rest of the way, because when you think about it from another standpoint, the team that you're dropping the player on, you're probably going to pick somebody up that replaces said player. So think about Chicago, for instance. Not only do they have 3 days off, but they play on Friday and Sunday, the days that you're probably full. Friday, about 10 guys on your team should be going. 10.4 was the number we came up with. And Sunday, you probably have 11. 11.2 was the average number of active players on a Yahoo roster. 11.2 out of 13, based on how many games are playing in the NBA. Again, we're just running very simple averages, and your team will be in some part of a bell curve on either side of those that 10 and that 11 that I just mentioned. So when you think of it from that standpoint, dropping a Chicago Bull today, and yeah, you can think this through. You're probably not dropping DeMar DeRozan. He's been too good. You're probably not dropping Vooch. He's been too good. I hate to think that you'd have to drop Alex Caruso because he's actually been that good this year. Caruso's number 50, guys, per game this year. Number 50. He's actually one slot behind Vooch. And if you're like, oh, what is it, turnovers? Nah, not really. Vooch is at 1.6. Caruso's at 1.4. Caruso's just been that freaking good at threes, steals, and blocks all season long. That's how he's done it. Hyper elite in steals, great in blocks for a guard, 2 3-pointers a game, and then obviously not turning the ball over. And it's kind of amazing when you think about the impact that those categories can have. But what about the guys that are a little bit farther down the list? And nobody wants to think of it this way, but Coby White is farther down the list. He's number 104 over the last month. Yeah, he's scoring 19 points, but he's killing you from the field, 42.5%. He doesn't get defensive stats. It's points, it's threes. Assists are okay. Free throws are okay, but then there's too many negatives in there. And then what about Ayo Dosunmu, who we've been relying on to get it done with percentages? Has it been enough? And the answer is generally yes. He's number 67 over the last month. So the Bulls are kind of a hard one when you're like, oh yeah, this is the team I should be dropping from, but which of these five guys can I drop? The honest to goodness answer is maybe none, but by Nine Cat rankings, Coby White has been the weakest link in that bunch because of the nine category flaws. Most notably that he's a very high volume, low field goal percent guy, that he's basically sort of a punt field goal. But if your team is punting field goal, then, you know, he leaps 30, 40 slots, and then that's, again, another guy you can't drop. So dropping someone right now is kind of hard. I get it. If you have all four of your weekly moves, you can get a little bit more aggressive. If you don't, you dial it back a tiny bit. The one thing that you absolutely positively cannot let happen is taking a zero. That's the big one. So someone like a Gary Trent, for instance, who just got ruled out. Maybe he plays in the back-to-back. Toronto's got another game tomorrow, but he's not playing today. And he goes Friday, Sunday. So it's a situation where, do you add one game? Yeah. Could you potentially add two if he doesn't play tomorrow? Yes. And that's what you need to be looking for right now. There aren't that many opportunities to do it. The Bulls is one, but again, the players are hard to drop. Utah, San Antonio, the moves you should be making would be tomorrow. But again, adding two games at that point is going to be very, very hard. Outside, again, of presumably the Atlanta Hawks, because then they go Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. But if you can't get your hand on a good Hawk to stream, you're kind of up a creek a little bit, and you're looking at teams that do play on the overload days and still have four games left this week. Those teams, there's quite a few of them, by the way. Cleveland plays on one of the overload days, but they have three games that are on non-crazy days. So today, tomorrow, which are borderline overloads, and Saturday. Dallas has four games, including two overloads. Golden State and Houston each have four games, including two overloads. The Clippers play today, and then they start a 5-7 starting on Thursday. So that's a good schedule going into next week, and Kawhi Leonard already got ruled out for this one, so that starts now. Lakers have a good schedule, couple of back-to-backs, so they dodge the Friday overload, if that could be potentially useful for you. Miami, they've got a back-to-back Thursday, Friday, but they've got four. Milwaukee and Minnesota are each, and Oklahoma City actually, are each in the midst of a six-game in nine-day stretch that starts today. But again, they do fall on the overloads. The Knicks have four games. Philly's got four games, but three of them are on better days. Sacramento's got four. Toronto's got four. Washington's got four. You have a ton of choices still this week of teams with four games where a lot of them fall on those overload days. If I could potentially steer you away from any of the overloads, I'd like to try to do it. So those teams would be, obviously, Atlanta. We've talked about that. They've got three games left, but you're going to get to use all three. Cleveland's got three games left. You could probably, or four games left, and you could probably use three. So Cavaliers is one of them. You're looking for four game weeks the rest of the way. Four games left this week, the rest of this week, where three of them are on days where you're not overloaded. So Cleveland is one. The Lakers is another. Philadelphia is a third, and I think that might be it. So, who are the plays on those teams? Well, Cleveland's got a few. Donovan Mitchell's already been ruled out for knee injury maintenance because they've got two back-to-backs here. Presumably, he'll be ruled out for half of the other one. I would guess it'll be the one against the Clippers, so awesome. Which is, sucks, by the way, if you have Donovan Mitchell, because this is probably going to be a two-game week for him, but there ain't a whole lot you can do about that. I don't know if Max Strus is going to miss one half of the back-to-backs, but he's a guy that would see some bump there. Caris LeVert obviously gets a pretty big bump. Darius Garland's going to play better, but he's not going to be floating around on your wire. George Niang gets a little bit of a bump, more three-pointers. You're getting three games. That's kind of what's important there. The Lakers is the next one. Rui is the only one I would put in that mix. He's probably rostered already, but if he's not, he would be a really good fit there because, again, you could drop him if you wanted to on Sunday and start gaming for next week or whatever. But honestly, you just hold it through. Easy peasy. No problem there. Lakers, by the way, one of the rare teams that only has three games that final week, so something to kind of keep in the back of your brain as well. And then Philly, troubling, because Joel Embiid might be back on Thursday, he might be back on Saturday, he ain't playing the back-to-back, and Tyrese Maxey could be back as soon as tonight. So you're looking at a team where you're like, all right, who am I really streaming here? And the answer is, nobody. It's too risky. It's too risky. You can't go Paul Reed, because Embiid would blow that up. You can't really go Kyle Lowry because he's going to skip the back-to-back. And if he misses the Saturday half, then it ruins the whole plan. Although I would assume he skips the second half of it. We just can't really know for sure. They might go the other way. You can't really go Campaign because he's not good enough. Oubre's getting played anyway. He's not on the waiver wire. Batum is not going to be good enough. So there just isn't really an option on Philly. The Lakers don't really have one because presumably Hachimura is already rostered. So you're looking at Cleveland today as the non-Atlanta, I can still get three games out of this team on non-overload days play. Cavaliers. I lean into Cavaliers, probably because they have better streaming options than the Hawks. Sorry, Atlanta, especially with Jalen Johnson back. Your streaming options just got thinner and thinner. So the Cavs is one. And then the other option is, what if you're not fully overloaded? Like, what if you decided you did want to drop Coby White? Well, maybe you have an opportunity to play someone who has a game on Friday. So Chicago, yeah, they've got games on Friday and Sunday, but you can find a team that also has games on Friday and Sunday that has two games before that. That's what makes the Bulls schedule so obscene, is that now you're doing a math problem. Okay, what is Coby White going to get me over his two games the rest of this week, provided I actually get to play him in those two games? Okay, well, you know, we can go by what he's done over the last month. That's probably the best way to do the math there. That would be about 38 points, 8 boards, 10 assists, 5.5 to 6 three-pointers, 1 steal on bad field goal percent, pretty good free throw. So then the question you start to ask yourself is, can I get that out of somebody playing 4 games the rest of the way, and can I potentially get a little bit above that out of somebody playing 4 games? And I think the answer is a pretty resounding yes. 38 points ain't that hard to get out of a 4-gamer when you have as many options as we just... I think there's like a dozen teams left. A lot of guys on the wire can give you 9.5 points when you're not picking from the, you know, the 9th and 10th players on the New Orleans Pelicans. So really give it some serious thought that a team where you can add 2 extra games played. And then the other little footnote on this before we wrap up the show that I said was going to be short, and I can still do it. I believe in myself. The other footnote is, if you drop, say, Coby White, let's use him as the example here, who slots in to take his spot on Friday and Sunday? Maybe on Friday it's the guy you pick up, but maybe on Sunday you actually had an 11th best player that you can slot in that's better than the guy you pick up. So maybe you're only seeing the Coby 2 replacement drop-off on Friday, and on Sunday you're seeing a Coby 2 slightly better than replacement drop-off. But Chicago's the team you really got to give a lot of thought to, especially if you're in your finals week and you don't need them for next week. Coby White, Io, whatever. These guys are really, 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 really good, and you're going to miss them on Friday and Sunday. But getting 4 games versus 2 is a colossal, colossal jump. And Chicago is that remaining team where you can get a 2-game bump without doing anything super fancy. Good luck tonight, everyone. We wanted to keep it under 15 minutes, so I did it. I am Dan Bespris, at Dan Bespris over on Twitter. Good luck tonight. I will talk to you guys again tomorrow. We got a double whammy coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we're done with the twofers. Two-a-days end after Friday. Try to maybe do some streaming stuff over the weekend because a lot of leagues are wrapping up. But next week, we'll go to one show a day. And following week, we go into off-season one show a day. Holy smokes, I can't believe it. See you soon.